Today's daf is daf nun vav. So we were discussing yesterday's daf, the pasuk of Oso b'tzafon to exclude the Sayer Nachshon b'tzafon. And the Gemara thought, why would there be having the Sayer Nachshon, which was the Sayer that Nachshon or any of the other Nisim brought in the Midbar? So why was there having it to think that should be in the north? It's not a chatas. And so the Gemara said, because since we know that the Sar Nachshon smicha was done to it, like a chata smicha was done, you would have thought that it should be done in Tzafon as well, and therefore the word Oso tells me that even though it did have smicha, the Sar Nachshon was not done b'Tzafon. So Gemara now says on the top of Nun Vav and Aleph, the last word in the first line, Maskev LaRavina. Ravina says, Tinach LaRabbi Yehuda. So this all makes sense according to Yehuda. Yehuda is one who said that the Sar Nachshon did have smicha. So even though it had smicha, you think it also has tzafon, also says there's no tzafon. Tzafon doesn't apply to the Sar Nachshon. But what about Rabbi Shimon, Ma'iko Meimor? Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn that there was smicha by Sar Nachshon. Sar Nachshon was a whole category in its own right. There was no smicha. So if there is no smicha by the Sar Nachshon, there certainly wasn't any need to do shechita and tzafon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what was the need for the word oso? What's oso by the chatas coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, not only is it a problem to Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Yehuda, the word oso doesn't really work so well. Why not? So Gemara says three lines down in Nun Vav, Amar Le Mar Zutra Brei Derav Meri Le Ravina, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami, even a Rabbi Yehuda, the word oso shouldn't have to exclude Sar Nachshon, because my dis Rabbi is Rabbi, my di los Rabbi los Rabbi. Only where the pasuk includes the Sar Nachshon for, namely smicha, that's what we assume it has. But whatever the Torah does not include the Sar Nachshon, namely doesn't have any pasuk to say that the Sar Nachshon is tzafon, then we don't have a havamina that should be in tzafon. I mean, you don't need a pasuk. The default is the Sar Nachshon is a completely separate category. Only to whatever we include it for is it going to be included. But whatever it's not included for, we assume it's completely separate. So you only have a pasuk that includes the Sar Nachshon for smicha. But there is no pasuk to think that this should have to be done with tzafon, and therefore there's no need for oso, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says in the questioning, b'chitema, if you're going to suggest within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, ilo ma'ate kra, the pasuk oso, not excluded Sar Nachshon, meaning you would have thought that Sar Nachshon should be done b'tzafon, I would have thought that teisei b'binyan av. So why would I think that Sar Nachshon should be shechted in tzafon? What to have? A binyan av, that even though like all other chatos, all other chatos are done b'tzafon, you would think the Sar Nachshon should also be done b'tzafon based on this binyan av. It's a type of chatos. So then if we're using this binyan av, we're looking to the model, the prototype of a chatas, so then smicha gufa l'shtei kramino. So why do we have to have a pasuk including smicha? If we're using a binyan av of a general chatos to include the Sar Nachshon by tzafon, use that same principle to include smicha, v'teisa b'binyan av. And you don't need a pasuk to include smicha in particular when it comes to the Sar Nachshon. So we see even Rabbi Yehuda, the drasha doesn't really work out so well. So Gemara says, how come we don't learn the binyan av by tzafon, by smicha rather? Elasha midaros lo yafinon. We can't learn a horasha, a one-time event of the Sar Nachshon in the Midbar, from something that was going to be on for generations, doros, namely chatas. That's why we need a special pasuk for smicha. So too, hachanami sha midaros lo yafinon. So too, when it comes to learning tzafon, you can't learn a horasha, one-time event of Sar Nachshon from doros, with the things that are forever with respect to tzafon. So therefore we have again, there is no havamina, even according to Yehuda, that the Sar Nachshon should be shechted in the north. And then we go back to square one. So what do you learn from the word oso? What's oso coming to exclude? Again, it can't be excluding Sar Nachshon because we have no reason to include it. So the Gemara says, Ella, oso ta'un tzafon ve'ein ha'shochet omed b'tzafon. Oso, the behema, when you shech the chatas, the behema must be in the north, but the shochet is allowed to stand somewhere else. He could be in the south, he could be wherever he wants. He doesn't have to be in the tzafon. Only the behema, as opposed to the shochet. That's the drasha we learn. The Gemara says that drasha we know from Midi Rabbi Achia. Nafka, we learn that from a drasha Rabbi Achia. What's Rabbi Achia's drasha? The Tanya, Rabbi Achia Omer, the shochet oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafon, the pasuk says. You shecht it, you shecht the behema on the northern part of mizbeach. Ma tam alomer, what's this coming to teach me? That we know when it comes to Kabbalah, the Kohen must stand in the north and also do the Kabbalah in north. Vim Amar Bedarum. If the Kohen stands in the south, he had the kibbeh of the tzafon, but his hand is extended with a kli in the north, pasul. The Kohen must stand in the north as well. Yachol af zekein, one may think the shechita as well, that the shochein must stand in the north while the behemah is in the north, so too, the halacha should apply equally. Tamalomar oso betzafon v'lo ha-shochet tzarech lios omen betzafon. We learn here that only the behemah, only oso needs to be in the tzafon, not the shochet. So this is learned from the words of Rabbi Yechia, and therefore we can't learn that same drasha from the words oso by the chatas. So Ella Gemara says, oso betzafon vein ben of betzafon. What's telling us is only a behemah's chatas needs to be in the north, but a ben of, a bird, does not need to be in the tzafon. So the Gemara says, Sakadai Techamina, I would have thought that the of would have to be in the tzafon, b'kal v'chomer, mi ben son. Just learning from a ben son, that a behemah, ma ben son, just like an animal, shlo kavalo kohen, we know that a behemah shochet, anyone could do a shochet, you don't have to have a kohen to do the shechita, even a zar could do the shechita of a behemah. So a ben son, a behemah, shlo kavalo kohen, it doesn't require kohen yet, kavalo tzafon, but the location has to be in the north. So ben of, shekavalo kohen, and at a bird, which does have a further restriction that a kohen must do the malika, you can't have a zar do malika, so eino din shenikvalo tzafon, so certainly it should also have an established makom, must be in the tzafon, that would be the havamina. So Gemara says that kavachomer is not so glot, because mala ben son shekain kavalo kli. A ben son, a behema, requires a kli, has to use a sakin, as opposed to malika, use the finger of the kohen. So since you have the added requirement by the behema, so maybe there are other restrictions a behema has, namely tzafon, that the birds don't necessarily have. So therefore the kavachomer doesn't work out. So Ella, so what's also coming to exclude? Ella also b'tzafon vein pesach b'tzafon. Okay, only a chatas needs to be in the tzafon, but a karban pesach when shecht does not need to be in the tzafon. So Gemara says, pesach midi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nafka. We already know that pesach isn't in tzafon from a drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's his drasha? The Tani, the Brisa, teaches us that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, yachol yehei pesach ta'on tzafon. One may have thought that a karban pesach does require to be shechted in the tzafon. How? Bidinhu, it's very sensible to say this, because ma ola shelo kavalos man, a ola, that does not have a set time. A person has a neder nedava. There's no set time he brings it. He brings it whenever he's available. So just like a ma ola shelo kavalos man, b'shchitasa, when you shecht it, yet kavalot tzafon, the ola must be shechted in a certain place, namely tzafon. So then Pesach, shekavalos man, the shchitasa, the Pesach must be shechted on Yud Dal Nisan. There is a set zman. So certainly, eino dinshi, kavalot tzafon, so it should also have that requirement of being in tzafon. So that's the havamina that Karban Pesach should be in tzafon, and the word also tells me it's not. The Gemara says, wait a second. This kavachomer Pesach does not really learn out well from Ola, because mala Ola shekein kolio, that the Ola is unique, that's kula kala. The entire animal gets burnt up in the Mizbeach, and therefore there's a further restriction should be in tzafon. The Pesach does not have that requirement, that requirement of kula kolio, so maybe it shouldn't have the requirement of tzafon either. The kavachomer doesn't work out. So Gemara says, we really learn a Karban Pesach mechatas. The chatas is in tzafon, and the chatas is in kula kalil. So to Pesach, which is not kula kalil, should be in the tzafon. Gemara says, you can't learn from a chatas either. Pesach can't learn from a chatas, because mal chatas shekein mechaperes achai v'krisas, that the chatas is mechaper on chai v'krisas, and Pesach is not mechaper. So we see Pesach is less. So me'asham, we'll learn out from an asham. So Gemara says, no, you can't learn from an Asham that the Pesach should be in the Tzafon, because Ma'ala Asham Shekein Kadshe Kadshim, it's a Kadshe Kadshim, it's a higher level carbon. So Gemara says, Mekulanami Shekein Kadshe Kadshim, all those that we mentioned, all Lechathas Asham, all of them are Kadshe Kadshim, in which case you should never be able to learn Pesach from any of them. So there's no Havamina to think that a Pesach should be in Tzafon. Ella Liolam Kedamrinim, we're going back to square one, and we are saying that Mikara Osa b'tzafon, vein ha-shochet b'tzafon. We're saying the drush of the word osa from yesterday's daf is that only the behema also needs to be in tzafon, but the shochet does not need to stand in the tzafon, he could stand in the darum. Ah, but then we ask a question with the kakash yalach, that which we asked earlier above on this very daf, midi Rabbi Achia, nafka, and Rabbi Achia was one who learned earlier the same exact drasha. So Gemara says, Rabbi Achia lav lemute shochet b'tzafon hudasa. Rabbi Achia is not coming to exclude the shochet in the north. That we already know from the drasha we're learning right now. What's Rabbi Achia trying to accomplish? El hachi kamar. Ein ha-shochet b'tzafon, aba mekabel b'tzafon. Rabbi Achia is not talking about shechita, he's teaching halacha about Kabbalah. A shochet doesn't need to be in the tzafon, that we know from the word oso. Rabbi Yechiya says, however, a mekabel does need to be in the tzafon. That's the focus of Rabbi Yechiya, in which case there's two different drashas and they're both relevant. So the Gemara says, mekabel b'tzafon, that mekabel milakach v'lakach nafka. The lakach v'lakach, those are extra, the letter vav is extra to make a drasha, that even the lakach, even the lokeach, namely the mekabel, needs to be in the tzafon. It's a different drasha than Rabbi Yechiya. And the Gemara says, no, lakach v'lakach lo mashmele. This drasha of lakach v'lakach, the extra vav, does not imply any drashas, and therefore you need Rabbi Yechiya's drasha to learn that the mekabel needs to be b'tzafon. Okay, we're good. Gemara now says, quotes from yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us v'chayv al lishasa v'al arichasa v'al afiyasa, that if the dough was chametz and the individual, the kohen, kneaded it while in chametz, or he braided it or he baked it while it's already chametz, he's chayv alav. So Amar Rapapa says, afa lokeshtayim, if a person bakes it, he's chayv two sets of lashes. Achas al richasa, achas al afiyasa. One on the braiding of it and one on the baking of it. Gemara then says, v'ha amris, doesn't it say ma'afia miuchadeshi ma'asi yachidi bechayiv maleh b'fnei atzma? So don't we have the statement that we saw in the Mishnah that the afia is individual? It stands on its own. It has its own set of malkos. How come our papa says whenever you do afia, you have two lavim you get involved with right away? You bake it, you have two lavim. But here we have a brayse that says no. If you do afia, you chayiv only one set of lav, not two sets of lavim. So the Gemara says lokasha. It's not, no question. It's a very simple solution. Ha darich hu ba'afahu. When does he get two sets of malchus? When he does both the aricha and he does the afia. He does two actions. He gets two sets of malchus. But how the arich chavere, the yavilei v'afei, but in the case where his friend did the aricha and he did the baking alone, that's a situation where he only had one set of malchus. Very simple solution. I mean, the question is, if he certainly gets malchus in the afia, does he get malchus on the aricha as well? It depends. If he does the aricha, so he gets malchus. If he doesn't do aricha, but someone else does it, so then he does not get the malchus on the aricha. The Gemara now says last five lines of the Amud here. Tanya Rabbanan. We'll see how this connects in just a second to the sugya of Mechametz. Tanya Rabbanan, b'chor she'achzu dam makisin oso es adam b'makum she'en oshin b'amum. Let's say a b'chor has a blood clot of some sort and they want to remove it and open it up somehow, so sometimes it could cause a mum. And there's an issa deraisa to be matel mum on a b'chor. B'chor, the way it works is a b'chor that's tam needs to be brought to a kohen to eat in the base of Migdash. If a b'chor gets a bal mum, then it may be eaten by the kohen outside the base of Migdash. So if you're matel mum, that's a lav deraisa, and then the chum give a knas, so you can't eat it in the end of the day. So what happens if there's a certain blood clot of some sort that develops and you want to make it healthy? So then the lach is, according to the Tanakhama here, you may remove that blood. I think it's a blood clot. Did it say blood clot? Yeah. You want to remove the blood clot only in the area where it will not cause a mum. So I don't know, the arm, let's say, where it'll heal after you make a blemish. It's going to re-heal, that's fine. But let's say in the ear or the eye, if you cut something, it's not going to re-heal itself. That's going to create a mum. So again, you can remove that blood clot only in a place where it will not develop a mum. However, you cannot do this process of extracting the blood in an area where it can make a mum. Rabbi Meir. That's the chilik according to Rabbi Meir. Then the Chacham Omrim Yakiz Af B'Makum She'osim B'Mum. You can makiz anywhere you want, even on the ear or the eye where it might develop a mum. That's allowed. You want to save the life of the Bechor. V'Ovilvad Shlo Yishchot Alos Mum. But the limitation is, even though you may have created the mum, you cannot shecht on that. Meaning that even though the Bechor right now is a B'Mum, there's a blood clot in the eye and the guy fixed it. Now the eye is, he's blind in one eye, let's say. So it's a B'Mum. So you can't fix that now. You can't shecht on that bal mum. If another mum develops on the ear, let's say, nothing to do with your involvement, only then can you shecht, but not on the bal mum that you create. That's Chachamim's limitation.
Is the blood clot a mum to begin with?
No. If you, when we get to Maseches Bechoros, there's a whole third parak, fourth parak, talks about all the various bal mumim. Makis dam is not one of them. There's a lot of details of an ear that's dried up, an eye that has different things, a ton of them, but a blood clot is not one of them. So then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, so too, nishchad al samum. He goes so far to say, no, even if you do remove that blood clot and you create a mum, you are able to shecht on that mum that you yourself had created. That's permitted. And the reason is because he holds davar shein miskaven is mutter. Your kavana was not to create a mum. Your kavana was to be merapa the animal. Happens memela, there was a mum that developed that wasn't your kavana, and therefore there's no knas for you. You may shecht on that mum that you created. And comes along finally the fourth shita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu meis ein makiz lo esadam. You can never makizdam, even on an area of the body that will not create a mum, you can never be makizdam. Even if the animal is going to drop dead, you cannot be makizdam. What's his reason? Because he's concerned if you allow you, the Kohen, to be makizdam in an area where it will not develop a mum, it might lead him to makizdam in an area where it will create a mum. And therefore he says, stay far away, never do any of these bloodletting when it comes to a bechor. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim mechametz acher mechametz shuchayef. Everyone agrees that if you do a maisa of a fia or lisha aricha, each chametz you'll be chayef in each stage. Because it says, lo se'a se chametz, lo se'a fe chametz. So take a look at Rashi just to figure out the context. The Rashi, five lines down, or the last, rather four lines down in the top. Kol modim. Everybody agrees, even though we had a four-way machlokas above about Baal Mum, whether you can be makizdam or not, even though they say there's a machlokas, whether you could put a mum in after an initial mum, could go in hacha, dam, the ain gadol, ain l'cha mum gadol mizeh, shay yamas, oh, you're right, actually. That it says here, Rashi says that actually achizdam is a mum. So if the animal has a blood clot that is a mum, so there's a question whether you could create another mum on top of that. So even though that machlok has existed about being matamum on a ready existing mum, afil hachi, says Rashi, modim b'mechametz achar mechametz b'menachos, everyone agrees, being mechametz after another mechametz by menachos, there definitely is a violation. Kolomar, kol mesayin b'chimetz, anyone who assists in making it more chametz, could go n'orech achar alash, v'ofer achar orech, kulan chayavim. In other words, the first guy who kneaded the dough by menachos made it to chametz, he gets a lav. The next guy who begins to braid it, he furthers the process, he also gets an iser. And the guy who finally bakes it, makes it really chametz, each stage is enhancing the level of chametz, and therefore there is mechametz achar mechametz. Even though we had a machlokas where there is matamum achar mum, by mechametz achar mechametz, everyone agrees that there is an iser, because it says in the pasuk, lo se'ase chametz, and then it says lo se'afe chametz. The Gemara further says now, a similar model, b'misaris acher misaris. When it comes to making an animal into a cirrus, not allowing them to have children, sterilizing an animal, a dog, let's say. So there is a violation after violation, even though the first person made the animal in a way where it can't have children. So a person furthered, whatever that means, furthered the inability to have children. That's a further violation. So take a look at Rashi, b'misaris acher misaris. This is an issa deraisa. I feel but behemas chulin, even a regular animal, not touch him at all. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk baratzicham lo sasu, don't do this in your land. Don't create a make an animal to serious. Vim ba'echad v'karas abeitzim. Let's say one person came and cut the beitzim. V'nicham betulim v'kiss, but they're still remaining in the kiss. Uba'achar, someone else came along v'nitkak lagami, removed them entirely. Then chayv gamhu, the second guy's chayv as well. So we have by mesaris acha mesaris. Also, there's a additional chiv on each additional ma'isa. What's the basis? Back to the Gemara. The basis is dechsiv umauch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus. So it says all these different types of ways of making an animal into sterilizing an animal. Imal kores uchayev al nosik lo kolshigen. If one's chayev on kores, which is more just removing the beitzim but still remaining in the kiss, and nisuk is removing certainly nosik, which is removing the kiss entirely, certainly that's going to be a violation. So why does it specify nosik afterwards? That's an obvious point. To tell me that even after the animal is ready karis, an additional sika will be an additional iser, misaris acher misaris. That's what we're learning from here. I'm just thinking out loud for a second. I don't know how you could apply this kolshkin. We have a concept that ein mashir min adin. We don't apply lavin based on kal v'chomers. You need to have mefurish psukim. So I guess this gemara must hold that yesh mashir min adin. You can create lavin even from kolshkins. I'm not sure. Either way, we see that when it comes to Mechametz, Acham Mechametz, and Mesaris, Acham Mesaris, everyone agrees that each additional Maisa, the furthering the Isser, there's additional Isurim. So then the Gemara says, when it comes to our case of Matamum, Lo Nechloku Ela B'Matamum. The only Machlokas we have is with respect to be Matamum or Nebalmum. An animal that's already a Balmum, our case of having a Ach Sudam, an animal that has blood clots, that's already a Balmum, is there a violation to put additional Mumim in the animal? So what's the basis of this Machlokas? So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Meir Savar, Kol Mum Lo Yebo, don't make any Mum. Meaning, even if there already is a mum, don't make more mum. Kol mum, any type of mum you're going to make, even additional ones, is still going to be a violation. Rabbanan say no. Rabban Sabri, the pasuk says, tamim yeliratzim, that has to be tamim. Only when the animal is tamim is there a violation of putting a mum. But if the animal is no longer tamim, it already is a baal mum, then there is no violation of adding additional mumim to this animal. That's the understanding of the Rabbanan. So their machlokis, Rabbanan, is this, how to understand this pasuk. And Gemara says, okay. So Rabbi Meir, Nami Haksiv Tamim Yeleratzon. So Rabbi Meir says, any kol mum, don't make any mum. So what does he do with the pasuk tamim? Doesn't the pasuk imply only if the animal is a tamim? Is there iser bal mum? So how does he ignore the words tamim yeleratzon? So Gemara says, Ahu lemute bal mum mekara. What he's telling us here is that an animal that's a bal mum, initially it was born as a bal mum, born missing a leg, then Rabbi Meir says there's no iser to put a bal mum on that animal. The animal is born tamim, and then it has ba mum, and then another ba mum. There are always going to be additional isurim on any mum you create, as long as the animal was born tamim. That's what's coming to say. But once it's born tamim, you could add as many mumim, and you're getting an isur each additional mum a person makes on the animal. That's Rabbi Meir's understanding. Mara says ba mum mekara dikla ba amahu. If an animal is born as a ba mum, missing a leg, that's not a animal, that's not a carbon, that's dikla ba'amum, that's a tree, nothing more than a tree. There's no havamina to think that putting a mum wouldn't be an iser. So how that can't be the reason tamim is coming to exclude. Ella, what is tamim coming to teach us? L'mute psulei hamukdashim lachar pidyonim. What's psulei mukdashim? An animal takes, I take a cow, I makdish the animal, the animal's tamim. So the cow is now kadosh. Now what happened is, before I shecht it and bring it as a carbon, the animal loses a leg. Now it's a ba'amum. It's called psulei mukdashim. It's mukdash, but it's pasul. So I have an obligation now. I need to be poed to this animal that's a baal mum now. It's kadosh, but since it's pasul for the base of mikdash, I'm poed it onto money. And then I use that money to buy another carbon. But that animal, even though right now it's chul and I remove the kedusha, it has a din of psulei mukdashim. And there's certain halachas that come along with it. So the Gemara says, Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Holve is asire begize vavoda. There's the Gemara's and Bechoras talk about this, that psulei mukdashim that have been nifted, that have been redeemed, you can't giza, you can't shear it. Let's backtrack for a second. An animal that's kachim, I'm not allowed to shear the wool, and nor can I use it for avoda. So the halacha is, even psulei mukdashim, lachar pidyonim, even though I remove the kedusha from this cow missing a leg, it still has a din of an iser giza, I can't shear it, or if it's a sheep, I can't shear it, and I can't use it as avoda. So there's a havamina to think now, just like there's an iser giza vavoda to such an animal, havamina, I would think that bimumam nami litasre, I should also aser adding a mum to this pit of psulei mukdashim. Kamash malam, comes Rabbi Meir to tell me, tamim yeleratzam. Only if the animal is a tamim is there an iser to matamum. But once there's an animal that's psulei mukdashim, which means it no longer has kedusha to it anymore, there's no longer an iser. There, Rabbi Meir agrees there's no iser. Fine. Now the Gemara says, what do the Rabbanan do? Nami haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say for the Rabbanan, kol mum lo yebo? Doesn't the word kol mum lo yebo imply every additional mum you make on the animal should be a violation of this pasuk? How come they say only the first mum is aser, but additional mumim are not aser? So what do they do with the pasuk of, again, kol mum lo yebo? So Gemara says, ahu mibarle, it's needed for the following. Lichidatani, the Baraita teaches us that kol mum lo yebo, ein li ela shlo yebo mum. I only know that you can't make a direct mum. I can't cut the ear off, let's say. But minayin shelo yigrom lo aide acherim. How do I know I can't cause? I can't create grumma. An indirect making of a mum is also a violation. And what are some examples? Shelo yiniach betzek o devela gavei ozem. That you don't place a piece of dough or fig cake on the ear of the animal. Kidei sheyavo akel v'yitlenu, to attract the dog, to entice the dog to come eat it. The cake and end up eating the sheep's ear, let's say. How do I know that's usher as well to cause that situation? I didn't cut the ear off. The dog did. But how do I know that's usher? Tamalomar, komum, Amar mum v'amar kol mum. That any mum, even kol mum, even a grama, even an indirect causing of a mum, would be also subject to the violation. That's what we're about to learn from this pasuk. Let's go a few more lines and we'll stop. The Gemara says, Vayter, Amar Rabbi Ami, Heniach Seor Agabi Isa. Let's say a person places some yeast on the dough in order for it to rise. So he places it on top of the Isa, v'halach, and he left it alone, v'yashav lo, nischamtza mela, and it ended up rising all on its own. Halach is chayv ala. One chayv, even though you didn't do any active involvement of making the dough rise, you just placed the yeast in it on its own rose, your chayv kimaisa Shabbos, just like maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos ki agavna mi mechayv. If I did something like this by Maisa Shabbos, that would be a violation of Bishul. V'ham Rabba Bar Barchana, going on to Nun Zayin, just the three lines down, we're going to go, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, heniach basa agave gecham. You place some meat on coals. So now, it's not an oven, it's an open, it's a grill. So you place it on the coals. We know only one side will be cooked, the top won't get cooked, it's not an oven. So I place it on the agave gecham, hafich ba chayv. If I flip it now, I'm chayv, because now both sides will be cooked. But if I don't flip it over, I'm putter, because both sides won't get cooked. So here as well, by the dough, by me placing a seor, yeast on only one side of that dough, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, only that part's going to rise, but the other side of the dough is not going to rise. So I'm chayiv, so how come I'm chayiv that case by the menachos, by mechametz, but that same exact case by Shabbos, I'm not chayiv. In other words, by placing meat on the coals, only the bottom will cook, and not chayiv, because the top isn't yet cooked. So how could the Gemara compare mechametz, where I am chayiv, to Maisa Shabbos, the same exact case, but I'm not chayiv by Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no. This is how we meant, the comparison to Shabbos is meant as follows. Amar Rava, my chayiv nami, dekamar kemaisa tzli shel Shabbos. What we're saying here is, by me placing some yeast on the dough, on one side, I'm chayiv, just like if you do Shabbos and you flip the meat, you're chayiv there as well. By a hanocha of Shabbos, by placing on the coals, I'm not chayiv. But if I do it in such a way where I flip the meat, I'm chayiv fully. By Isa, all I need to do is place the yeast on one side, and that's enough to make me chayiv. It's not an equation. It's not an equation. Yeah.